USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California is lifting some of its restrictions on outdoor sports and entertainment venues, which could see crowds returning to places like Disneyland and fans in the stands when the baseball season begins next month. The state announced Friday that it was relaxing its restrictions on those venues starting April 1st, as new COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all fallen from peaks in mid-January. A Pew Research poll released Friday said that 69% of Americans polled said they had either received at least one shot of COVID vaccine or that they intended to receive the shot when they could. That's up from a November poll where 60% said they wanted the shot. And the House will vote on the Senate's version of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this coming Tuesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer made the announcement on Saturday shortly after the Senate approved its version of the package by a party-line vote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Some churches in Florida, already struggling financially in the pandemic, are now facing more difficulties. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Some thieves appear to be targeting several churches in central Florida. Surveillance videos show people stealing cash donations from church mailboxes. One pastor says thieves took hundreds of dollars. Another church in Apopka victimized three times. Their pastor tells Orlando's Fox 35 he understands people are facing tough times, but so are churches.
But a lot of churches are struggling because tithe and offering and that sort of thing is way down because people are not in church.
Another pastor says he believes in forgiveness, but he also wants justice.
And Mark Pavlich, who played center for the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey team, has passed away. Pavlich died Friday at a mental health treatment center in Minnesota. A cause of death is still pending. Pavlich assisted on Mike Ruzioni's game-winning goal to beat the USSR at the Lake Placid Games, later spending five seasons in the NHL. Pavlich was 63. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Texas will lift all COVID-related restrictions for businesses and its statewide mask mandate next week, but some are asking Governor Greg Abbott to reconsider his lifting of the mask order. Austin Mayor Steve Adler says he's all for lifting some of the restrictions on businesses, but tells Fox News he thinks getting rid of the mask mandate sends a mixed message on the state of the pandemic.
The wearing mask doesn't slow down opening up businesses. It doesn't slow down getting more and more children in school in person. The health folks here in Texas seem to be pretty unanimous that wearing masks help and helps minimize the risk that we're not going to be able to open up schools or open up businesses. We wouldn't have put those things at risk, and I'm disappointed that the mandate's been withdrawn. Now, our governor has said that it's still important to wear masks, and I appreciate that, but by removing the mandate, I think we create an ambiguity. There are many people in the state that are hearing that as a message that masking doesn't work, it's not effective, or that we're past concern on the virus.
And the first two tickets to the NCAA tournament have been punched as Morehead State took the Ohio Valley Conference tournament title Saturday night 68-71 over Belmont. Liberty also punched its ticket to the dance on Friday, defeating Stetson 77-64 in the Atlantic Sun tournament semifinals. They'll receive the league's automatic bid to the tournament because their opponent in Sunday's title game, North Alabama, isn't eligible for the NCAA tournament as they're still transitioning to Division I from Division II. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.